请我们看几处的圣经。
Let's look at a few passages of our scripture.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第六节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，是罪甚灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that a body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
在我们中文圣经里头，那个时间性没有翻出来。
In the Chinese Bible, the time sequence is not translated.
在根据原文应当这样说，因为知道我们的旧人已经和他同钉十字架。
According to original tense, it should have read, knowing this, that our old man has already been crucified with him.
是罪甚灭绝，这个灭绝不是说没有了。
That the body of sin might be destroyed, it doesn't mean to disappear.
这个身体没有了。
No more body.
乃是说这个罪甚失业了。
Sin body has been unemployed.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So that we should no longer serve sin, a servant.
第十一节。
Verse
11. 这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin,but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们中文圣经在这里翻得没有英文圣经好了。
In this instance, our Chinese Bible is not as well translated as English.
因为我们这里说，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，这个看应当是算自己是死的。
In the English Bible, in the Chinese Bible, it says you should look at yourself as dead unto sin, but it should have beenYou should count yourself as dead unto sin.
好像做数学的时候你在那里算一样。
Like a mathematics, you are there counting.
算我们像罪是死的。
We should count ourselves as dead unto sin.
算我们像神是活的。
We should count ourselves as alive unto God.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Neither yield yourself members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice,Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be ye not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
最后我们看哥林多后书第三章。
Finally, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第三章。
I'm sorry, chapter 3.
第十六节到十八节。
Verse 16 to verse 18.
但他们的心几时归向主，特子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，那里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Verse 16.Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们读经就读到这里。
This is our only scripture we'll be reading.
在我们第一天的早晨，我们看了一幅的图画。
The first morning, we looked at a picture.
那是一幅变化的图画。
This was a picture of transformation, of change.
一个雅各怎样变成一位以色列。
How Jacob changed into Israel.
本来是一个诡诈的雅各。
He was at first a scheming, a sly Jacob.
这是他的本性。
That was his nature.
但是神在他的身上做了工。
But God worked inside him.
把他变化成为一个荣耀的以色列。
And changed him into a glorified Israel.
然后在昨天早晨，我们在那里开始要认识这一个字。
And yesterday morning, we started to analyze the character.
我们看见说这一幅图画的字就是变化。
And we recognize that the word in this the character in this picture is transformation.
变化并不是在外面稍微有一点改变。
This transformation not only means from the outward we are changing a little.
我们可能在外面把自己稍微改良改良。
Although we sometimes can change our outward appearance slightly.
但是我们没有办法把我们这一个人从里面变化出来。
But we never can change our life from inside out.
这个变化只有神能在我们身上做的。
This kind of change only God can create in our heart.
我们在这里看见说，一个人是死在罪恶过犯之中。
We see here a person has been dead in sin and iniquity.
他所需要的第一件事不是改，乃是换。
What we need is not to change, but to exchange.
我们怎么改还是不行的，还是死的。
However we change ourselves makes no difference to us.
我们所需要的乃是换，我们要得着一个新的生命。
What we need is to exchange, we need a new life.
所以每一个在世界上的人都需要重生。
So everyone in this world needs to be born again.
不光是那一些犯罪作恶的人需要重生。
Not only those who sin, who do evil, need to be born again.
就是那一些道德很高尚，并且有宗教的人也需要重生。
But even those who are well educated, even those who have religion, they need to be born again.
凡是从肉身生的，就是肉身。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
凡是从灵生的，就是灵。
That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
我们的灵本来是死在罪恶过犯之中。
We originally, our spirit is born in sin.
我们与这一位神完全没有交通。
We and God have no communications at all.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
当我们听见主耶稣福音之后。
After we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
圣灵就感动了我们的心。
The Holy Spirit convicts our heart.
叫我们悔改我们过去一切的罪恶。
So that we can repent whatever we had sinned.
叫我们来相信这位耶稣基督做我们的救主。
So that we can believe and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
当我们这样悔改与相信的时候，
Once we repent and believe,
圣灵就把我们这个死在罪恶过犯中的灵把它点活过来了。
The Holy Spirit would convert us from our sin in our, from our spirit to become alive.
我们这个灵就变成一个新的灵。
Our spirit will become a new spirit.
圣灵，神的灵就来住在我们的灵里面。
God's spirit would come down and live in our spirit.
叫我们呼喊阿爸父。
So that we can say, Abba Father.
我们与天上这位神就开始有了交通。
We then start to have communications with the Heavenly Father.
我们说这一个人蒙恩得救了。
We now say that this person has met Christ and is saved.
我们说这个人现在重生了。
We say that this person now is born again.
因为他接受了主。
Because he has accepted the Lord.
他相信了主的名。
He has believed on the Lord's name.
神就给他权柄做神的儿女。
God has given him power to become the sons of God.
这些人不是从血气生的。
These persons are not born of the flesh.
也不是从人意生的。
And not of human nature.
乃是从神生的。
But is born of God.
我们感谢赞美主，因为这是一件奇妙的事。
Let us praise our God because this is a wonderful thing.
但是重生这一件事情。
But this matter of born again.
乃是发生在我们灵的里面。
Start in our spirit.
一个重生得救的人。
One that is saved and born again.
就做他的身体来说。
If we look at, if we say their body,
你看见这个重生得救的人，他的身体还是那个老的身体。
This person who is born again, his body is still the old body.
圣经告诉我们说，我们这个是必死的身体。
The Bible tells us our body must die.
我们信了主之后，这个身体并没有立刻改变。
After we believe on Jesus Christ, our body does not change immediately.
这个还是一个 mortal body, 还是一个必死的身体。
We have still a mortal body, we must die.
当然也有一点的改变。
Yes, we may have a slight change.
好像说一个人他信了主之后。
For example, one person who has been, after he believes on Christ,
因为他心里面喜乐的缘故。
Because in his heart he has joy.
所以从前他的脸是长长的，现在他的脸就圆了一点了。
So, he used to have a long, long face. Now his face becomes rounder.
我记得我们从前常常在路上发这个单张。
I remember some time ago we used to distribute tracts on the street.
福音的单张送给朋友们看。
Gospel tracts we give to our friends.
我最喜欢的一张单张是一幅图画。
One chart that I like the most had a picture.
这是一个脸。
The picture of a face.
但是这个脸它画得正好。
It is really well drawn.
因为这个脸你直着这样看的时候啊。
When you look at it this way.
哎呀，这个脸啊，这个眉毛都是往下去的。
The eyebrow is falling down.
这个嘴中的角也是往下去的。
The tip of our lips is also curving down.
哎呀，那个脸那实在是个愁苦的脸。
It is a very pitiful face.
但是你把这个图画倒过来看的时候呢
？If you invert this picture,
哎呀，你看到眉也开了，嘴也开了。
We see the eyebrow open up and the lips open up.
它是个很喜乐的脸。
It becomes a very joyful face.
没有信主的人，他的脸是长长的。
One who has not known the Lord Jesus Christ, his face is long.
但是信了之后，哎呀，他的脸是在开了。
After he believes on the Lord, his face is uplifted.
所以他的身体上也有一点变化。
So his body has also a slight change.
但是这个变化不彻底的。
But this change is not forever.
不是从不朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
It does not mean the mortal is changing to everlasting.
我们还是这个必死的身体。
We still have this body that must die.
因为重生乃是发生在我们的灵里面的。
Because the born again happens in our spirit.
不说有一天它要影响我们的身体。
But one day it will affect our body.
有一天连我们这个身体圣经告诉我们要变化变为不死不朽坏的。
The Bible tells us that one day our body will be transfigured so that will not perish away.
在腓立比书第三章第二十一节告诉我们说
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 21 it tells us
我们这个卑贱的身体有一天要变化成为荣耀的身体。
This pitiful body of us one day will become transfigured into a glorified body.
像主耶稣基督这个身体一样。
Like the glorified body of Christ.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他死了。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ, he died.
但是他从死里复活。
But he rose again from the dead.
他在那里埋葬的是一个肉身。
He was buried there with his body.
但是复活的那是个灵体。
But when he was resurrected, he had a glorified body.
这个灵体，那实在说是无往不利的。
This spiritual body after resurrected could go anywhere.
门关在那里，他也进来了。
Even if the door were closed, he could come in.
他忽然在这里，忽然在那里。
He could suddenly be here and suddenly be there.
今天因为我们有这个累赘的身体啊，实在不方便。
Today, because we have this body laden with sin, it is not convenient for us.
我们就是要到这里来参加这个特会的话，也得开车开几小时。
When we want to attend this Lynchburg conference, we have to drive a couple hours.
我们的身体很疲倦。
Our bodies become tired.
但是有一天我们穿上灵体的时候。
But one day, when we put on this spiritual body,
那你要到哪里就在哪里了。
Wherever you want to go, you can be there.
那实在是方便，实在是荣耀。
It is very convenient. It is very glorious.
有一天神的救恩要达到我们的身体。
One day, God's salvation will come to our body.
但是神的救恩先从我们灵里头开始。
But God's salvation starts from our, with our spirit.
神的工作总是从中心到圆周。
God's work always starts from the center to the circumference.
他先在我们灵里面重生了我们。
He first comes and saves us in our body, in our spirit.
给我们一个新的生命。
Give us a new life.
就是耶稣基督，他住在我们的灵里面。
It is Jesus Christ who lives inside our spirit.
这个是救恩的开始。
This is the beginning of salvation.
救恩的终结就是这个身体也要得赎。
The finality of salvation is that our bodies will be changed.
那么我们这个人信了主之后，
After we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们这个魂有没有改变呢？
Do our soul change also?
我们说我们这个魂就是代表我们的自己。
We say our soul represents ourselves.
我们的思想，
Our thoughts,
我们的意志，
what we think,
我们的情感，
our emotions,
这些都是代表我们这个人是如何。
This represents who we are.
那等等我们信了主之后，
After we believe on the Lord,
我们重生了，
we are born again.
请问我们的魂有没有变化呢？
Let me ask you, is our soul changed?
我们知道说我们的魂里也有一点改变。
Yes, we know our soulAlso slightly changes.
但是这个改变也不彻底。
But this change is not forever either.
比方说我们是到一个人悔改。
For example, we lead a person to Christ.
当一个人悔改的时候，
After a person is converted,
什么叫做 repentance? 什么叫做悔改呢？
What is called repentance?
悔改这个字在原文里头的意思。
Repentance in the original mean, Greek means,
心思的转换， a change of mind.
It means a change of mind.
好像我们这个心思啊，转了一转。
As if our mind turns around.
所以我们中文里头说一念之转呢，这个一念呢一转。
So we say in Chinese, our thinking has been changed or turned.
我们本来是这样想的。
We used to think this way.
现在我们转一转那样想了。
Then we turn around and think that way.
我们从前是喜欢犯罪的。
We used to love to sin.
我们也是想罪恶的事。
We used to think about sinful things.
现在转一转，我们恨恶这个罪恶了。
Here we have turned around. We hate sin.
这个叫做悔改。
This is called repentance.
哎呀，我记得从前有这样一个故事。
I remember there was a story.
有一次在那里开一个大会。
One day there was a big meeting.
都是那些神学家和有名的学者在那里讨论。
All of the religious theologians and the philosophers were discussing.
他们在那里讨论圣经里头的那一些这个真理。
They were discussing about the truths in the Bible.
圣经里头有许多的道理，他们就在那里谈论这些事情。
There are lots of doctrines in the Bible, and they were talking about these doctrines.
在这些道理的中间，有一个题目是悔改。
In the among the doctrine, one of the subject was repentance.
所以好几位神学家，他们就到讲台的上面就读他们写的文章。
So many theologians went to the pulpit and read what they had written about repentance.
他们对这个悔改的道理，正是讲的有玄妙又玄妙。
Very mysterious.
They were talking about repentance, and there was in a very mysterious way.
他们越讲人越不懂。
The more they talked, the more no one understood.
因为太高深了。
It was so mysterious.
有一个从外国回来的那个传教宣教师。
Then there was one missionary who came back from the mission field.
他是个年老的人，他退休了。
He was an old person who had retired.
他是坐在那个礼堂的最末后。
And he was sitting at the end of the meeting room.
他在那里听听这些有学问的神学家在那里讨论。
And he was listening to this highly educated theologian speak.
他听得不耐烦了。
He was very uncomfortable.
所以他就举手了。
He raised his hands.
他说：“主席，能不能让我也讲五分钟？”
He said that, "Mr. Chairman, could you give me 5 minutes to speak?"
这个主席对他看看，这个白白的老头。
The chairman looked at him, this white-haired gentleman.
他知道这个人也没有多大的学问。
He knew this missionary didn't have high education.
那他想他能讲出什么东西来呢？
What could he tell us about?
但是因为他在外国传道那么多年。
But since he had been preaching the gospel overseas for so many years,
所以尊重他的缘故，他说好，我给你五分钟。
So because of out of respect, he said, "Okay, I'll give you 5 minutes."
啊，这个老先生就站起来了。
So this elderly person stood up.
他就开始走到讲台上面来。
So he started walk down to the pulpit.
当他走的时候，他口里就在那里喊。
As he was walking down, he was speaking and shouting.
他说我要下地狱，我要下地狱。
He said, "I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell."
他一路就喊到讲台上。
All the way, he was shouting, "I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell." Up to the platform.
那当然，整个的会场的人都是对着他看的。
All of them was amazed and looked at him.
这个老教师大概有点难处。
And they were thinking, "This old missionary, something wrong."
他走到讲台上面的时候
，When he sat on the platform,
他忽然转过身来向着会众。
Suddenly turned around and faced the audience.
他举起他的双手，大声地喊说。
He raised his two hands and shouted,
我要上天堂。
I am going to heaven.
他说这个叫做悔改。
This is repentance.
我想没有一个悔改的道理讲得比这个更清楚了。
No other repentance message is more clear than this.
所以不错，悔改乃是心思的改换。
Yes, repentance means a change of our mind.
但是这个改换是暂时的。
But this change is temporary.
不是心思更新。
It is not a renewal of our mind.
不过在心思里面有一转而已。
It's merely a change, a turning of our mind.
转了之后，有的时候那个原来的心思又来了。
Even though sometimes we turn, but sometimes the original thought comes back.
一个人信主的时候。
When a man believes on Christ,
像这个以西结36:26所说的
，Like Ezekiel chapter 36:26,
神就把我们这个石头的心拿去了。
God takes away our stony heart,
就替我们换了一个肉的心。
And gives us a heart of flesh.
什么叫做石头的心呢？
What do you mean by a heart of stone?
石头的心就是没有感觉的。
A heart of stone means no emotions, no feelings.
没有反应的。
No reaction.
冷冷的。
Cold.
什么叫做肉的心呢？
What is a fleshly heart?
肉的心是热的。
Fleshly heart is warm.
肉的心是软的。
It is soft.
肉的心是能受感动的。
It can be convicted.
所以当我们信主的时候，神也给我们换了一个新的心。
So after we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God gives us a new heart.
但是这个新的心啊，却不坚定。
But this new heart is not stable.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们虽然得着了一个肉的心，我们还能把我们的心刚硬起来的。
Because even though God has given us a heart of flesh, we can still harden our hearts.
所以在希伯来书告诉我们说，你们今天听见了他的话，就不要硬着你们的心。
So in Hebrews tells us, today when you hearken unto his voice, do not harden your heart.
我们知道，我们一个人重生了之后。
We know that after we are born again,
虽然在我们的魂里头也有了一点点变化。
Even though in our soul there is a slight change,
但是还不是一个彻底的变化。
It is not a total, complete change.
因此
，therefore，
当我们信了主之后
，after we believe on the Lord，
神在我们身上第二步的工作
，the second step God do in our heart is，
乃是要在我们的魂里面
叫我们得做变化。
Is that in our soul, God wants to change us.
所以严格的说来
So strictly speaking,
变化乃是在灵里头，乃是在魂里头的故事。
Transformation is a story of the soul.
重生是灵里头的故事。
Born again is a story of the spirit.
变化是魂里的故事。
Transformation is a story of the soul.
改变形状乃是身体上的故事。
Transfiguration is the story of the body.
这样就把神的救恩就完成了。
Therefore, we have a total plan of God's salvation.
他救我们的灵，救我们的魂，救我们的身体。
He has saved our spirit, He has saved our soul, He has saved our body.
叫我们的灵与魂和身体都得以完全。
So that our spirit, our soul and body would be complete.
这个就是神奇妙的工作。
This is God's perfect plan of salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们讲到变化之能的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we say about power to transform,
严格地说来，这个变化是说我们重生之后。
Strictly speaking, this transformation starts after we are born again.
而一直变化到我们见主面的时候。
And continues to transform until we see face to face.
到我们的身体就变成主这个灵体了。
Until our body becomes as the glorified body of Christ.
在这一段的时间里面
During this time,
圣灵在我们身上的工作就是做变化的工作。
God's work in our life is to transform.
一个没有重生的人根本谈不上变化。
One who has not been born again cannot talk about transformation.
因为在他的里面根本没有东西可以来变来化。
Because nothing inside can change, can improve.
因为他里面没有新的生命。
Because inside him there is no new life.
有了新的生命才能谈到变化。
Only if we have a new life inside that we can transform.
这个新的生命它天天的加增。
This new life inside us increases every day.
我们这个老旧亚当的生命天天的衰弱。
Our old Adam nature daily weakens.
在我们的魂里面
Inside our soul,
基督他就来住在我们的心里头。
Christ comes in and lives in our heart.
我们唱这首诗来进入我心。
We sing the song into my heart.
你知道这是根据以弗所第三章的话语。
This is based on Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所第三章保罗为着信徒在那里祷告。
In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul was praying for the believers.
他说愿你们里面的那个人得着圣灵的加力。
May those in the inward spirit of you increase in strength.
我们把它看一看也好。
We may as well look at it.
以弗所第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
我们从第三节念第十六节念起
Starting with verse 16
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心又更又继
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faithAnd he being rooted and grounded in love.
这里给我们看见说，先是我们的灵里面得着圣灵的加力。
Here we see it is first that we receive the strength of the Holy Spirit inside our spirit.
我们这个灵是一个新的灵。
Our spirit is a new spirit.
圣灵也住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit lives inside us.
基督借着他的灵住在我们的灵里面。
Christ through his Spirit lives in our spirit.
但是当我们的灵得着圣灵加力的时候
But when our spirit is strengthened by the spirit of the Holy Spirit,
就发生了第二件事情
We become, the second thing happens.
就是使基督因你们的信住在你们心里
It becomes because of our faith, Christ because of our faith lives in our heart.
本来基督是住在我们灵里头的
Christ is living, was used to living in our spirit.
但是当这个灵刚强的时候
But when our spirit becomes strengthened,
你就看见说，因着我们的信，基督从我们灵里面扩充出来，来住在我们的心里头，就是我们的魂里头。
We can see that because of our faith, Christ from inside us comes out of us and lives in our heart.
这样叫我们就里面这个爱心啊，就又根又基。
Thus, the love inside us would be rooted in us.
爱
love
这个东西乃是我们的感觉。
This thing should be our feeling.
叫我们魂里面满了基督的爱。
So that our soul would be full with the love of Christ.
本来我们的魂里面满了自己的爱。
We used to inside our soul have love only for ourselves.
我们的爱是自私的。
Our love is selfish.
对不起，就是做父母的人爱儿女也有一点自私在里头。
I'm sorry, but sometimes the love of parents to children is sometimes selfish.
因为这是我的孩子。
Because this is my children.
所以我爱他。
So therefore I love him.
我们这一个人的情感里面本来是满了我们的自己。
In our emotions, we originally is full of our own self-will.
我们这个情感是发表我们这个自己老旧的自己。
Our emotions really manifest our old self out.
是不是我们信了主之后，我们这个自爱自这个自己那个自私的爱就没有了呢？
Now we see that after we receive the Lord, our love for ourselves disappears.
我们知道说，就是我们信主了之后，我们这个自私的爱还在那个地方。
Now we know that even if we accept the Lord, our selfish love for ourselves still is there.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
当我们的灵里面刚强的时候，
when our spirit inside us is strengthened,
基督就来住在我们的心里头。
Christ Jesus comes in and dwells in us.
当基督住到我们心里来的时候，我们的心里面就满了基督的爱。
After Christ Jesus comes into and lives in our life, all of our life is filled with the love of Jesus Christ.
我们的爱就起了变化了。
Our love will be changed.
本来这个情感是代表我们自己。
Before this emotion is represents us.
现在我们的情感那是表明神的自己。
But now our emotions reflects God Himself.
这个叫做变化。
This is called transformation.
从雅各就变成以色列了。
From Jacob transforms into Israel.
让我用一个比喻，也许你比较能明白一点。
Let me use an illustration to illustrate.
你知道在旧约的里面，我们看见说神叫以色列人造会幕，造圣殿。
In the New Old Testament, God asked the people of Israel to build a tabernacles.
后来就是圣殿，就所罗门所盖的那个圣殿。
It became the Solomon's temple.
但是你知道这个圣殿它是分三层的。
But we remember the tabernacle has three parts.
在最外面叫做外圆。
The outward, outside is called the outside court.
那么第二层叫做圣所。
The middle part is called the holy place.
那最里面那一层叫做至圣所。
The inside part is called the holy of holies.
那么在至圣所里面有什么东西呢？
Inside the holy of holies, what is there?
至圣所里面只有一件东西。
Inside the holy of holies, only one thing is there.
就是有一个约柜，上面有施恩的宝座。
There is an ark of the covenant. Above it is a throne of grace.
神的荣耀就住在这个施恩的宝座的上面。
God's glory sits upon the throne of grace.
那么。圣所至圣所之间有个很厚的幔子把它隔开的。
Between the holy place and the holy of holies, there was a veil dividing the two.
所以在这个圣所里面，你看不见至圣所里头的荣耀。
So when you are in the holy place, you cannot see the glory of the holy of holies.
但是你记得当初耶稣钉十字架的时候。
But do you remember when Christ was crucified on the cross?
当他在耶路撒冷城外哥哥他身上钉十字架的时候，
When he was crucified outside Jerusalem on Mount Calvary,
当我们的主耶稣在那里喊说成了，
When Christ said it is finished,
当他把他的灵魂交给神的时候，
When he committed his soul to God,
有一件奇妙的事情发生。
A very amazing thing happened.
在耶路撒冷城里面，圣殿的里面。
Inside Jerusalem, inside the temple.
忽然，这个很厚很厚的幔子。
This thick, thick veil.
从上到下就裂为两半。
From top to bottom, they separated.
这个幔子是很厚很重的。
This veil was very, very thick.
但是从上到下就裂为两半。
But from top to bottom was torn asunder.
那么等这个幔子裂开的时候。
After this veil was torn asunder.
你知道什么事情发生了呢？
You know what happened?
如果在至圣所里有神的荣耀。
If in the Holy of Holies there was God's glory.
这个荣耀就出来充满了圣所。
This God's glory would come out and fill the whole temple.
这个就是这幅图画。
This is the picture.
你知道这个会幕当然是预表我们的主耶稣基督。
This tabernacle represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个会幕也可以来代表我们这个人。
But this temple could also represent ourselves.
我们这个身体就是外缘。
Our body is the outer court.
我们这个魂就是我们的圣所。
Our soul is the holy place.
我们的灵就是至圣所。
Our spirit is the holy of holies.
荣耀的神住在我们灵里面。
This glorified God lives inside us.
但是灵与其魂之间有个幔子在那里隔开的。
But between the soul and the spirit, there's a veil separating it.
这个幔子圣经怎么说呢？
How does this Bible tells about the veil?
在希伯来书第十章告诉我们说。
Hebrews 10 tells us.
我们今天能坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前。
We can now come into God's throne of grace boldly.
为什么原因？
Why?
因着耶稣所流的宝血。
Because of the precious blood that Jesus shed.
因着他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Because he has opened us a new and a wide road.
这个又新又活的路从幔子经过。
This wide and open road it comes through the veil.
这个幔子就是他的肉身。
This veil is his flesh.
就是他的肉体。
It is his body.
当我们的主耶稣在十字架上被离开的时候。
When Christ on the cross was torn apart.
我们看见圣子圣所和至圣所中间的幔子也离开了。
We see the veil in the temple between the holy place and holy holies was also torn apart.
所以就着我们属灵的经历来说。
So, in our spiritual experience,
本来神的灵是住在我们灵里面的。
God's spirit used to live inside our spirit.
我们灵里面的圣灵乃是圣灵。
Inside our spirit, the Holy Spirit lives there.
我们魂里面的圣灵就是我们自己。
The one living in our soul is ourself.
在我们灵里面，圣灵住在那里。
Inside our spirit, the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit.
在我们的魂里面，我住在哪里？
Inside our soul, I live there.
那你看见我们信了主之后？
After we believe on the Lord,
不错，我们得着了一个更换的生命。
Yes, we have a new soul.
Exchange life.
Exchange life.
我们有了一个更换的生命。
We have an exchange life.
本来从今以后，我们应当靠着主的生命来活。
So from now on, we should trust on the Spirit of God to live.
我们不应当着凭着我们老旧的生命来活。
We should not use our old life to live our life.
因为我们已经得着了一个新的生命了。
Because we have already acquired a new life.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
虽然我们是蒙恩得救了，
although we are saved and born again,
虽然我们得着了一个 exchange life,
although we have already acquired an exchange life,
但是我们还不认识这个生命。
But we do not yet recognize or know this spirit.
反而我们以为说，现在我们信主了，所以我们改变了。
But we now even say that because we believe on the Lord, we are changed.
什么改变呢？
What kind of change?
我们这个肉身啊，就变成灵了。
This earthly flesh becomes spirit.
但是圣经说，从肉身生的就是肉身。
But the Bible tells us that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
但是我们基督徒常常忘记这句话。
But we Christians many times forget this word.
我们以为信了主，我们这个人就变化了。
We sometimes think that after we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are changed.
不错, 我们信了主之后, 我们这个变化就有路了。
True, as when we believe in Christ, our change comes out.
这个 transformation, there is a way to transform now.
There is a way to transform us now.
我们现在可以开始变化了。
Yes, we can start to transform.
但是并不是说, 当我们信主的时候, 我们这个肉体就变成灵了。
But it does not mean that after we believe on Christ, our body becomes spirit.
肉体, flesh.
Our flesh becomes spirit.
反而我们看见说, 我们的经历说, 圣灵与肉体相争, 肉体与圣灵相争。
But we really experience the conflict between the Holy Spirit and the flesh, between the flesh and the Holy Spirit.
我不知道弟兄姊妹, 你属灵的经历如何?
I don't know how our spiritual experience are.
我在这里讲的时候, 我觉得有一点为难。
It is very difficult for me to say this. Because we would like really to touch the true transformation experience.
什么我们能变化?
How can we be transformed?
你知道在我们灵里面有这个新的生命。
We know our, inside our spirit, we have this new life.
本来就做神的话说,
the word of God,
若有人在基督里,
if any man be in Christ,
他就是新的创造,
he is a new creation.
就是一过,
all things are passed away.
一切都变成新的了,
they've all become new.
就做神的旧法来说, 这是事实,
if we use a God's salvation plan to say this is true,
我们应当相信,
we must believe.
如果你在基督里面,
if you are in Christ,
如果基督在你的里面,
if Christ is in you,
你是一个新的创造,
you have become a new creation.
旧的就过去了,
the old is passed away.
一切都是新的了,
all have become new.
因为你得着了一个 exchange life.
Because you have gotten an exchange life.
就做神来说, 这件事情已经成了,
according to God, this thing has been accomplished.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
因为我们不相信的缘故,
because of our unbelief,
虽然我们是一个新的创造,
even though we are become a new creation,
虽然我们是在基督里,
even though we are in Christ,
虽然基督是在我们里面,
even though Christ is in us,
但是我们不常常住在基督里面,
but we often do not always live inside Christ.
我们也没有让基督活在我们里面。
We also do not allow Christ to live through us.
我们还是要自己来活。
We often like to live by our own power.
我们以为说信了主之后, 我们自己就变化了。
We like to think that after we believe in Christ, we ourselves can transform ourselves.
我们这个己就变成基督了。
Our self becomes Christ.
我们这个肉体就变成属灵了。
Our flesh becomes spiritual.
清晰的肉体永远是肉体。
Let me tell you, flesh always is flesh.
灵才永远是灵。
The spirit would be spirit.
我们这个己不会变成基督的。
Our self never becomes Christ.
所以圣经才说, 因为知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
So the Bible says, you know that that old man has been crucified with Christ.
如果我们这个己能变成基督的话, 这个己不要钉十字架了。
If our self can become Christ, this self need not be crucified.
如果肉体能成为属灵的话, 这个肉体不必自死在十字架上面。
If the body can be spiritual, this body need not be crucified on the cross.
今天我们听福音,
today, we hear the gospel.
我很怕我们只听了一半的福音。
I am scared to think that we may be hearing only half the gospel.
什么叫做一半的福音呢?
What do I mean by half the gospel?
我们听见说主耶稣在十字架上担当我们的罪。
We hear that Christ on the cross bears our sin.
因着他担当我们的罪, 他流出他的宝血, 洗净我们的罪。
Because he hung on the cross to bear our sins, he shed his precious blood to forgive our sins.
所以我们相信他的时候,
so when we believe on him,
我们的罪就一笔勾销, 全部洗干净了。
All our sins totally are forgiven by him.
感谢赞美主, 这是福音。
We like to think that after we believe on Christ, we ourselves can transform ourselves.
我们这个己就变成基督了。
Our self becomes Christ.
我们这个肉体就变成属灵了。
Our flesh becomes spiritual.
请记得肉体永远是肉体。
Let me tell you, flesh always is flesh.
灵才永远是灵。
The spirit would be spirit.
我们这个基不会变成基督的。
Our self never becomes Christ.
所以圣经才说，因为知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
So the Bible says, you know that the old man has been crucified with Christ.
如果我们这个基能变成基督的话，这个基不要钉十字架了。
If our Christ can become, if our self can become Christ, this self need not be crucified.
如果肉体能成为属灵的话，这个肉体不必自死在十字架上面。
If the body can be spiritual, this body need not be crucified on the cross.
今天我们听福音。
Today we hear the gospel.
我很怕我们只听了一半的福音。
I am scared to think that we may be hearing only half the gospel.
什么叫做一半的福音呢？
What do I mean by half the gospel?
我们听见说主耶稣在十字架上担当我们的罪。
We hear that Christ on the cross bears our sin.
因着他担当我们的罪，他流出他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Because he hung on the cross to bear our sins, he shed his precious blood to forgive our sins.
所以我们相信他的时候，
So when we believe on him,
我们的罪就一笔勾销，全部洗干净了。
All our sins totally are forgiven by him.
感谢赞美主，这是福音。
Praise the Lord, this is the gospel.
本来是我们该死的人。
We used to deserve death.
但是因着主耶稣为我们死，我们就不再死了。
But because Jesus Christ died for us, we don't have to die.
一个基督徒，他如果肉身死了，圣经说他睡觉了。
The Bible says when a Christian dies, the Bible says he sleeps.
我相信没有一个人怕睡觉的。
I don't think all of us here are fearful of sleep.
我们一天也很辛苦了，巴不得能去睡觉去。
Every day we are so tired, we like to sleep.
我们睡觉了之后，第二天醒过来，精神就恢复了。
After we sleep, the next morning we wake up, we are all refreshed.
所以基督徒的死是睡觉。
So the Christian's death is sleep.
因为那个死的毒钩啊，那个罪已经除掉。
Because the sting of death, sin, has been removed.
所以我们对死没有惧怕。
So we don't need not to fear death.
我们知道我们要醒过来的。
We know we would wake up again.
我们要复活。
We would be resurrected.
当我们复活的时候，要看见我们的主。
After we are resurrected, we will see our risen Lord.
这是最快乐的事情。
This is the most joyful thing.
因着相信耶稣做我们的救主。
Because we have believed Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
我们的罪得到赦免。
Our sin has been forgiven.
我们就得救了。
We are saved.
但是这不过是一半的福音。
But this is only half the gospel.
你知道主耶稣钉十字架不只担当我们的罪。
You know when Christ hung on the cross, he not only bare our sins.
主耶稣钉十字架也把你我一同带去了。
When Christ bare on the cross, he even brought you and me with him.
圣经说，因为知道。
The Bible says because we know.
我们的旧人。
Our old man.
这个老亚当。
This old Adam,
这个我
this me,
这个诡诈的雅各
this scheming Jacob,
这个都是为自己的雅各
all self-centered Jacob,
圣经怎么说
how did the Bible say,
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候
when Jesus bare on the cross,
他不但把你身上的罪拿去担当去了
he not only put your sins with him,
他把你这个人也拿去了
he took yourself, your being also with him,
你这个老人啊
You this old man,
你这个旧人，他要把你一同带到十字架上去了。
This old man of yours, he hung you also with him on the cross.
所以当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，你与我都在他的里面一同钉死了。
So when Christ hung on the cross, you and us also hang together with him.
他把你与我除掉了。
He has gone, let all of you and me to go away.
他来做我们的主，做我们的生命。
He has become to come, become our Lord and become our life.
所以保罗这样说。
So Paul said this.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I am already crucified. I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的。
Nevertheless, I live.
不再是我。
Yet not I.
我已经定死了。
Because I've been crucified and died.
那当然不再是我了。
Of course, no longer me.
那么是谁呢？
Then who?
是基督活在我的里面。
But Christ who lives in me.
外面看看还是我。
On the outward appearance, still me.
是在里面活着的不是我。
But inside, who lives inside is no longer me.
里面活着的是基督。
One who lives inside me is Christ.
是这个新的生命在哪里活？
This is the new life living in it.
我已经在十字架上除掉。
Me, myself, has been gone in, on the cross.
什么时候除掉的？
When did it go away?
2000年前除掉了。
2000 years ago.
那时候我还没有生下来，还没有犯罪，怎么已经除掉了呢？
You say, I wasn't born yet. I never sinned then. How can I be taken away?
真的，你还没有生，你就被除掉了。
True. Before you were born, you had been taken away.
你说这怎么可能呢？
I say, how can this be?
那么请问，
Let me ask you.
你相信主耶稣在十字架上把你的罪担当去了吗？
Do you believe when Jesus hung on the cross, he took away your sins?
你说我相信。
You say, yes, I believe.
但是这是2000年前的事情。
But this was 2000 years ago.
你还没有生下来。
You weren't born yet.
你还没有犯罪。
You haven't sinned yet.
他怎么能把你这个罪担当在十字架上呢？
How can he take your sin and bury it on the cross?
但是稀奇。
But very mysteriously.
他是把你的罪担当了。
Yes, he buried your sins on the cross.
你怎么知道呢？
How did you know?
因为你相信他，你的罪就洗干净了。
Because once you believe on him, immediately your sins are cleansed.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为在你我有时间的问题。
Because between you and me, there's a time frame.
在于神没有时间的问题。
But in God's view, there is no time frame.
你知道神没有将来，也没有过去，只有现在。
You know, with God, there is no future, there is no past, only the present.
所以当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
So when Christ hung on the cross,
这是一个永远的十字架。
This was an eternal cross.
主耶稣在那里把全世界上人的罪，在他之前，在他之后，在他那个时候，所有的罪恶，他都替我们担当了。
When Christ hung on the cross, all the sin of the past, of the future, of the present was hung there with him.
所以
Therefore,
他说成了。
He said it is finished.
否则的话，他要多次钉十字架。
Otherwise, how many extra times he has to be crucified?
要为你钉一次，为我钉一次。
Would be crucified for you and for me.
为你流一次血，为我流一次血。
For you shed one blood for me again.
不，他一次就永远成功了赎罪的功效。
No, through one time he finished the work of salvation.
我们今天相信他，我们的罪就得以赦免。
Today, when we believe on him, our sins will be forgiven.
同样的原则。
Similar principle.
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，
When Christ hung there on the cross,
他把你和我这一个敌，这一个人，这个老旧的人都一同钉死了。
He took you and me, this self, this old man, also bear with him and crucified on the cross.
神说你和我改是改不来了。
God has said, you or me want to change yourself, it is impossible.
那是朽木不可雕也，你这个烂木头啊，再去雕刻它也没有用处的。
This rotten wood of you cannot sculpture anymore.
所以神说，把它钉在十字架上算了。
So God says, this rotten wood, let him be crucified on the cross.
我现在给你一个新的生命。
Let me give you a new life.
这个新的生命在你的魂里面就起变化。
This new life in you, in your soul, becomes a transformation.
叫你的心思更新而变化。
So that your mind will be renewed and transformed.
叫你的爱心也能更新而变化。
So that your life will be, love will be renewed and transformed.
叫你的意念也更新而变化。
So that your thinking will be renewed and transformed.
从前是你在哪里想。
Before it was you who were there thinking.
你在哪里发动你的情感。
It was you were there getting your emotions.
你在哪里出主意。
It was you were there making decisions.
都是自私的。
This was all selfish motives.
人所看见的就是你。
What men can see is you.
但是现在基督来把你换了。
But here Christ comes and transforms you.
现在是基督活在住在你的心里头。
Now it is Christ who lives inside you.
你已经被十字架除掉了。
You have been taken away from the cross.
他主耶稣住在你的心里头。
Christ Jesus lives in your heart.
当你在那里思想的时候，
When you think about this,
你基督耶稣的心思为心思。
Christ's desire will be your desire.
当你在那里发动你的情感的时候
，When you are there getting your emotions out，
神的爱在那里激励你
？It is God's love constraining you。
当你在那里定规的时候
，If you are there planning，
不是照我的意思，要照主的意思。
Not my will, Lord, but your will be done。
你看见说，在你这个魂里面就起了变化。
So you, we see your。Soul starts to be transformed.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Not I, but Christ.
人在那里说看见你是基督，不是你。
Man who see is not seeing you, but seeing Christ.
你本来是个诡诈的人。
You were a scheming person.
本来是个自私的人。
You were a selfish person.
你的爱，你的物都是根据你自己的。
What you love, what you're thinking is for yourself.
但是今天不同了。
But today it is different.
基督的生命在你里面起了变化。
Christ's life in you becomes transforming you.
叫你今天爱神所爱的。
So that you would love whom God loves.
你恨神所恨的。
You would hate what God hates.
你今天不再做一个自私的人。
You would not are any more selfish, man.
你能像基督那样没有自己。
You would be like Christ, selfless.
是不是你呢？
Is it you?
好像是你。
As if it were you.
但是不是你。
But it is not you.
乃是基督在你的里面。
But Christ in you.
这个叫做变化。
This is called transformation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Beloved brother and sister.
我们今天在神的面前有没有看见这个东西呢？
Today, before God, do we see this transformation?
这个变化的根据乃是基督的十字架。
The basis for the transformation is the cross of Christ.
这个变化的能力乃是神的灵。
The power of transformation is the Spirit of God.
这个变化的结果乃是基督成形。
The result of the transformation is Christ to be born in us.
Formed in us.
Formed in us.
基督就成形在我们里面。
Christ will be formed in us.
所以在这里我要请各位注意三件事。
So here I'd like you to take three things.
在我们这一边，我们要负责三件事。
Our own self, we must be responsible for three things.
第一，
First,
我们需要相信基督的十字架。
We must believe on the cross of Christ.
我们不但相信主耶稣的宝血，
We not only believe on the blood of Christ.
我们也要相信基督的十字架。
We must also believe on the cross of Christ.
基督的宝血洗净我们的罪。
God's blood has cleansed us from our sins.
基督的十字架把我们这个旧人除去。
Christ's cross has removed our old man from us.
所以在罗马第六章第十一节里头说。
So in Romans chapter 6 verse 11 tells us.
我们要在基督的里面。
We must be in Christ.
算自己像罪是死的。
And count ourselves to be dead to sin.
算自己像神是活的。
Count ourselves to be alive unto God.
这个算是信心的算。
This count is from the heart.
From faith.
It's from faith.
我们因为相信。
Because we believe,
我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
We have been crucified with Christ.
所以我们凭着信心就算自己像罪是死的，像神是活的。
So by faith we count ourselves to be died, to be dead unto ourselves, to be alive unto God.
同时
，similarly，
在十三节里头说
，in verse 13，
我们要把我们这个身体献给神。
We must.Offer our bodies to God.
本来这个身体是犯罪，是罪的奴隶。
Our bodies used to sin and to be a servant of sin.
现在这个身体换了一个新的主人了。
But our bodies now has a new owner.
我们要把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
We must present ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
每一个基督徒要把他自己献身给主。
Every Christian must offer himself to God.
你知道献身给主不是做传道。
You know, offer our bodies to God need not be being a minister.
当然做传道要献身不错。
Of course, being a minister, we must offer ourselves.
但是圣经的奉献、献身，那是每一个基督徒应当做的事。
But what the Bible says, offering our bodies is the responsibility of all Christians.
本来这个身体是罪的奴仆。
We, our body, our flesh used to be the servant of sin.
And 罪在那里雇佣我们。
Dear, sin, we used to serve sin.
哎呀，我们忙得很。
We're so busy.
我们的嘴也忙，眼也忙，脚也忙，手也忙。
Our hands is busy, our eyes are busy, legs are busy.
忙来犯罪。
Busy to sin.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man has been crucified with Christ.
叫罪身失业了。
So that our sin life has been unemployed.
所以我们这个身体失业了。
So our body has been unemployed.
那现在怎样呢？要重新再来有新的职业了。
What now then? From then on, we have a new employment.
所以把我们的身体献给神做义的器具。
We must offer our bodies to the Lord for servants of righteousness.
我们现在我们这个身体是献给我们的神了。
No, our bodies should be offered up to our God.
让主耶稣在我们里面做我们的主人来用我们。
So that Jesus Christ himself can come in and to be our new owner and use us.
啊，这个是何等重要的事。
This is a very important thing.
一个基督徒如果不相信基督的十字架，
If a Christian does not believe in the cross of Christ,
那么他这一个旧人这个肉体还是很活的。
Then his old man is not alive yet. He's still alive.
而他这个罪身还是很在那里犯罪的。
His sin nature is still there sinning.
但是你如果相信主耶稣的十字架，
But if you believe on the cross of Christ,
你这个旧人与他同钉十字架了。
Your old man will be crucified with him on the cross.
你这个身体像罪所是失业了。
Your body to sin has been unemployed.
那你把你的身体奉献给神。
Then you must offer your body to God.
现在要行义了。
To offer for do righteousness.
来遵行神的旨意。
To follow God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Beloved brothers and sisters.
你有没有相信你与基督同钉十字架？
Do you believe you have been crucified with Christ?
你有没有相信？
Do you believe?
主耶稣在十字架上把你的罪担当去了。
Christ, when he bare on the cross, he took bare away your sin.
如果你不相信这个，
If you do not believe this,
你的罪还在你身上。
Your sin is still with you.
但是你如果相信的话，
If you do believe,
你的罪就完全洗净了。
Your sin has been cleansed.
照样。
Similarly,
你如果相信你的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
If you believe your old man has been crucified
together with Christ, 你能像保罗一样的说，
You can be like Paul and say,
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
已经。
Have been.
不是今天。
Not today.
不是明天。
Not tomorrow.
乃是两千年前。
But 2000 years ago.
哎呀，湿透了。
Rotten.
两千年前就是了。
2000 years ago, I died.
现在活着的不再是我。
Today I live no longer.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
是基督活在我的里面。
It is Christ who lives through us.
我算我自己像罪是死的。
I count myself as dead unto sin.
我算我自己像真是活的。
I count myself as alive unto God.
我把我自己献给神。
I offer myself to God.
现在他活在我的里面。
Today he lives inside me.
他变化我。
He transforms me.
他从我里面活出来。
He lives through me.
荣上加荣。
Glory unto glory.
如同主的形状一样。
Like Christ's likeness.
这个就是神要做的工作。
This is what Christ, God wants to work in us.
所以第一我们相信。
So first we believe.
第二我们奉献。
Second we offer ourselves.
第三。
Thirdly.
我们把我们的心向着我们的神。
We turn our heart towards God.
因为什么时候我们的心向着神。
Because whenever our heart is toward God.
这个特质就拿掉了。
This veil would be removed.
我们就能看见主的荣光。
We can see God's glory.
我们与他面对面。
We can see him face to face.
我们如果看见他，
If we see him,
我们就要变化了。
We will be transformed.
被圣灵变化。
We will be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
从荣耀到荣耀。
From glory to glory.
一直变成主的形象。
Gradually be transforming into the image of Christ.
这都是圣灵在我们里面做的工作。
This is all the work that Holy Spirit would do in our life.
古时有一个人叫做 Augustine.
In ancient days, there was a person called Augustine.
我们称他为 Saint Augustine.
We call him Saint Augustine.
其实你也是 Saint, 我也是 Saint.
Actually, you are a Saint, I'm a Saint.
因为圣经里头说我们都是蒙召做圣徒的。
Because the Bible says we are called to be saints.
这个我们都是圣徒。
We are all believers, saints.
神已经把我们分别出来了。
God has already separated us.
但是很可惜，虽然我们是圣徒，有的时候我们的行为生活不大圣洁。
But unfortunately, even though we are saints, sometimes our life is not saintly.
所以今天有人要 canonize 了，要叫他变成 saint 了。
So sometimes people canonize some person to be saint.
其实这个不必须的。It's not necessary.
But this is not necessary.
因为你我都是圣徒。
Because you and me are saints anyway.
这个奥古斯丁啊，他年轻的时候。
When Augustine was young,
他是一个很聪明的人。
He was a very brilliant man.
他很年轻的时候就做了大学的教授。
He was very young, and yet he was a college professor.
那个时候在大学教授的里面，最高的那个教授的位置，那是 professor of rhetoric.
The highest chair then in the university was called the professor of rhetoric.
修辞学的教授。
The professor of rhetoric.
那是最高的这个教授的位置了。
This was the highest chair a professor can attain.
他就是一个 professor of rhetoric.
He was a professor of rhetoric.
但是呢，这个人的生活是腐败。
But his life was rotten.
学问很大，生活很坏。
High education, rotten life.
但是感谢主
But praise the Lord
他有一个母亲
He had a mother
是敬畏神
Who feared the Lord
他母亲在神面前流的眼泪神听见了
The tears his mother shed for him God heard
结果这个年轻的教授
So this young professor
悔改信主
Repented and believed on the Lord Jesus
他这个信主经历很特别
His conversion experience is very amazing.
他与几个朋友一同到一个 villa, 去在那里休息。
He and a friend were going to a villa to rest.
他们在那里研究人生哲学。
They were researching into the philosophy of life.
他们讲到人生的时候啊，觉得这个人生啊，这个不能解决。
When they were talking about life, they say, "What is human life? There's no solution."
所以他们讲到后来，奥古斯丁里面是气愤至极了。
When they discussed Augustine's heart, he was really upset and uneasy.
所以他就站起来，就跑到花园里头去散步去。
So he stood up and had a stroll in the garden.
他在那里散步的时候，还在那想这个问题。
When he was strolling in the garden, he kept thinking about this life.
忽然他听见有小孩子在那里唱歌
All of a sudden he heard little children singing
他在那里唱什么呢
What were they singing?
他说 take and read, take and read 拿出来读拿出来读
The children were singing take and read, take and read
奥古斯丁一听见了之后他就觉得说这个很稀奇啊
He said very funny, what is this meaning?
他忽然想起来
All of a sudden heA thought came.
他说拿去什么来读呢
What are you taking up to read?
他不知道看了多少的书
I don't know how many books he has read.
但是他也有圣经啊
But he of course had the Bible with him.
他也看过
He had read the Bible.
但是他不在意
But he didn't mean anything.
但是那一天他忽然灵感了
But all of a sudden that day he had the conviction.
他说拿去圣经来看
Said, take the Bible and read.
所以他跑到房间里面。
He ran to his room.
把圣经拿起来。
He got his Bible.
他就这么一翻。
Opened the Bible.
一翻，他看见什么呢
？What did he see?
刚刚好，他翻到罗马第十四章，十三章。
He happened to turn to Romans chapter 13.
第十三节，十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪肠，不可尊敬嫉妒，终要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in immorality and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.And make not provision to the flesh to fulfill its lust.
这些的话真是对着他说的。
These words really spoke to his heart.
因为他就是那样的一个败坏的人。
Because he was the one who the Bible describes.
但是他就悔改相信主耶稣。
He repented and believed on Christ.
在基督教的历史里头，奥古斯丁成了一个有名的神的仆人。
In history of Christianity, Augustine became a very famous person.
他信主之后，有一天他走在路上。
After he believed in Christ, one day he was sitting on the road.
忽然 听见后面有一个女人的声音。
All of a sudden, here behind him, a lady's voice.
在那里叫他的名字。
Calling his name.
他也不睬也不理。
He didn't react to the voice.
好像是没有听见一样，一直往前走。
As if he didn't hear the voice, he started to walk ahead.
结果后面的声音越来越近了。
But that voice became closer and closer.
但是奥古斯丁没有听见。
Augustine did not listen to the voice.
最后那个女人追上了他了。
Finally, that lady caught up to him.
就对奥古斯丁说，你不认识我吗？
And asked Augustine, do you not recognize me?
你是奥古斯丁啊。
You are Augustine.
你不认识我吗？
Do you not recognize me?
奥古斯丁对他看看。
He saw her.
他说，你找谁？
Who are you looking for?
这个老的奥古斯丁已经死了。
This old Augustine has died.
这个老的奥古斯丁你所认识的已经死了。
This August, old Augustine that you knew had died.
这个是一个新的奥古斯丁了。
Who you are, who I am here is a new Augustine.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brother and sister.
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
我们一个信主耶稣的人。
Those who believe on Christ.
我们里面起了变化。
Inside us, there is a transformation.
不再是我。
Not I any longer.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
最后。
Finally.
我还是要提到戴德生。
I'd like to talk about Hudson Taylor.
我们中国人对戴德生的影响很深。
The Hudson Taylor has a great impact of us Chinese people.
因为神用他到中国来传道。
Because God used him to come to China to preach the gospel.
在他之前传道的人都是在海沿海通商口岸。
Before him, most of the missionaries were near the sea coast.
在那一些通商的口岸，他们受到他们政府的保护。
Near the channel of commerce where they were protected by their own government.
但是Hudson Taylor 他觉得神呼召他到中国内陆地区传道。
But Hudson Taylor felt that God has called him to the inside of China.
今天福音在中国能传到内地是从内地会开始。
Today, the reason why the gospel went into the inlands of China was because of the China Inland Mission.
那个时候他们传道真是辛苦啊。
In those days, how they preached the gospel, they were really hardships.
因为那个时候中国人对于这个外国人啊，那成见很深。
Because then the Chinese people had a big prejudice against foreigners.
我们中国人认为自己是天之骄子。
We think that we are the best race on earth.
称那些外国的人是洋鬼子。
We call those foreigners as a foreign devil.
所以他们来传道的时候真苦哦。
So when they came to preach the gospel, they suffered a lot.
他们穿了中国衣服。
They even wore Chinese clothing.
那个时候中国人留长辫子，辫子他们也装了长的辫子。
In those days, the Chinese people had the pigtails and they grew their pigtails too.
他们也学中国话。
They learned to speak Chinese.
但是到中国内地来的时候。
But when they came to the inland of China.
要租房子，没有人租给他。
When they wanted to rent a house, no one wanted to rent them.
要买东西吃，没有人买东西给他。
When they want to buy something to eat, no one would sell to them.
哎呀，真是辛苦啊。
Very difficult.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
福音就这样传到中国内地去。
This way, the gospel was spread to inland China.
这一个戴德生先生。
This Hudson Taylor.
他到中国来传道已经好多年了。
He had been preaching in China for many years.
并且他也有一班同工与他一同侍奉。
He also has some co-workers working with him.
但是你读他的传记。
But if you read his biography.
在他的传记里头有一章。
In his biography, there's a chapter.
这一章叫做 The Exchange Life.
It's called The Exchange Life.
这一更换的生命。
The Exchange Life.
他说我到中国来传道。
He says, I came to China to preach the gospel.
但是我自己软弱。
But I feel weak.
我传道传福音给中国人听。
I spread the gospel to the Chinese people.
但是我自己常常失败。
But I myself always fail.
我如果常常失败，我怎么能传道给中国人听呢？
If I always fail, how can I preach the gospel to the Chinese?
你看他是个爱主的人。
We see here he loved the Lord.
他传福音给中国人。
He preached the gospel to the Chinese.
他吃了许多的苦。
He suffered a lot.
但他感觉在神的光照底下。
But he felt that under God's light,
他里头有许多的软弱。
He had lots of weaknesses inside
him. 许多的自己。
Inside of self.
许多的挂虑。
A lot of worry.
许多的脾气。
A lot of temper.
许多的不信。
And lots of unbelief.
虽然在人看他很好很好。
Even though people see him as perfect.
但神知道。
But God knew.
他也知道。
He knew also.
哎呀，我这个人实在败坏。
I am rotten.
所以他在神的面前祷告。
So he prayed before God.
他说神啊。
He said, God,
你总要叫我改变。
You must transform me.
这样我才能传福音给中国人听。
I only then can preach the gospel to the Chinese.
他花很多的时间祷告。
He spent a lot of time in prayer.
他花很多的时间读圣经。
He spent a lot of time reading Bible.
他想这样的话，他能把他自己变化过来。
He thought that only this he can change.Or transform himself.
但是怎么祷告，怎么读圣经也没有用。
But how he prayed, how he read the gospel was useless.
我不是说读圣经祷告没有用啊。
I'm not saying that reading a Bible and prayer is useless.
但是你要借着你的读经祷告来叫你变化，这个不行的。
But unless you use your Bible reading and prayer to transform yourself, you cannot transform yourself.
因为变化之能乃是圣灵。
Because the power to transform comes from the Holy Spirit.
你就是用祷告读经的方法，要自己来变化自己，变不来的。
If you only use the technique of reading the Bible and prayer to transform yourself, this is useless.
我们应当读经祷告。
Yes, we must read the Bible and pray.
但是变化是圣灵的工作。
But transformation is a work of the Holy Spirit.
他祷告，他定是祷告。
Hudson Taylor prayed, he fasted.
他是没有用。
It was useless.
他心里就觉得说
So he felt,
主哪里有很大的能力
The Lord has great power.
我如果能把他的能力吸收到我的里面了
If I can acquire some of his power to myself,
我就能得胜了
I will have victory.
但是我怎么能把他的能力吸收到我里面来呢
But how can I absorb some of his power into me?
啊，他说这需要信心
He said, this needs faith.
所以他就祷告信心了。
So he prayed for faith.
求主给我信心。
Lord, give me faith.
如果我有信心，我能移海，移山倒水，倒海。
If I have faith, I can move mountain into the sea.
但是怎么祷告，信心也不来。
But how he prayed, faith did not come.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
有一天
，One day,
主开他的眼睛。
God opened his eyes.
他在那里读约翰十五章的时候。
When he was reading John chapter 15,
约翰十五章里头，主耶稣怎么说呢
？What did Christ say in John 15?
主说我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
忽然
，All of a sudden,
他得着圣灵的光照。
He got the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
他说主是葡萄树。
He said, "The Lord is the true vine."
我是他的枝子。
I'm his branches.
他说我一直在那里想做他的枝子。
I always like to be his branches.
我一直在那里想能把这个葡萄树里头那个杨料能吸收到我里面来。
I always like to get the juices and strength from the vine.
但是主告诉我说他是葡萄树，我是。
But the Lord tells me, I am the true vine and you are the branches.
我已经是他的枝子了。
I am already his branches.
我已经是了，我怎么还在那里想变成呢
？I'm already his branches. How come I am always thinking to become his branches?
我还在那里想进到他里面去呢
？I'm always thinking to be grafted into him.
我已经是他的枝子了。
I am already his branches.
我在他里面。
I am in him.
他在我的里面。
He is in me.
我已经与他这样的联合了。
I've already been grafted into him.
我怎么在那里还在那里想要从他身上拿一点能力来分给我呢
？How come I'm always thinking how to get nourishment from him？
因为他的能力就是我的能力。
Because his strength is my strength.
已经在我的里面。
Already in me.
哎呀，当他看见这个时候
，When he saw this truth，
他实在快乐起来。
He was so joyful.
他说：“我的主耶稣。
”He said, "My Lord."
他是我的根。
You are my root.
他是我的干
You are my trunk
他是我的枝
You are my branches
他是我的叶子
You are my leaves
他是我的果子
You are my fruit
他是我的太阳
You are my sun
他是我的雨水
You are my rain
他是我的空气
You are my air
他是我的一切
You are my all
我有了他
I have him.
我什么都有了。
I have everything.
我与他是合而为一的。
I am him, I one.
我不必再求了。
I don't need to ask anymore.
我相信，我感谢。
I believe, I thank him.
他的生活起了个极大的改变。
His life had a transformation.
因为那是 exchange, 不是 change.
Because it must be an exchange and not a change.
这个 transformation, 这个变化是从 exchange life 里头出来的。
This transformation must come from the exchange life.
从那个之后,
from then on,
当然他不是完全,
of course he wasn't perfect,
但是他的生活起了个极大的变化。
But inside his life, there was a great transformation.
他的同工都能看得出来。
His co-workers could sense it.
无论碰到什么事情,
no matter what happened,
他里面有安息。
He had peace in him.
啊，你知道到那个后来碰到全非的时候啊。
But when he met some bandits,
Boxer, right.
a Boxer rebellion,
你知道有许多内地会的教士殉道。
You know there were many China Inland Mission missionaries that were martyred and killed.
Hudson Taylor 是 director.
Hudson Taylor was a director.
当然这些消息都传到他那里来。
Of course, this news filtered into him.
但是他能安息在主的里面。
But he could rest in the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord,
因着他莫大的恩典。
Because of His great grace,
我们今天里面有了这个更换的生命。
We today have this exchanged life,
因着有这个生命在我们里面。
Because of the life inside us,
所以圣灵就借着这个生命在我们里面做变化的工作。
So the Holy Spirit uses this life in us to do work of transformation.
不错，他用的工具乃是十字架。
True, the means he used is still the cross.
就着我们的肉体来说，有的时候要受一点苦。
Yes, in our flesh, we may suffer a little.
我们要舍己，要背十字架来跟从主。
We must lay ourselves down. We must bear our own cross to follow the Lord.
但是如果我们知道我们已经与他同钉十字架
，But if we know we are already crucified with Christ,
那个舍己就不困难。
His laying us aside is, will not be difficult.
我们如果知道他已经在十字架上背负了我们
If we know that he on the cross has already borne ourselves for us,
我们来背十字架就不困难
For us to carry the cross will not be difficult.
这样圣灵在我们里面要变化我们
Thus the Holy Spirit living in us will transform ourselves.
荣上加荣
Glory unto glory.
只等到我们变成主的形象
Until we be transformed to God Christ's image.
我们磨成他的形象
That we may be conformed to the image of Christ.
这一个就是神在我们身上所定规的美意。
This is what God's will for us in our life.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
圣灵今天在我们。
The Holy Spirit today is in our heart.
这个能力是在哪里？
Where is this power?
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
生命基督也在我们里面。
Life and Christ is also in our life.
所有变化的那个因素都在我们里面。
All the ingredients for transformation is already inside us.
现在所需要的。
What we need today?
相信。
Faith.
奉献。
Offer.
把你的心向着神。
Turn our hearts toward God.
我们就要看见这个变化在我们身上就要发动。
Then we will see this transformation start to work in our hearts.
人在我们身上要看见基督。
Man would see through us Christ.
不是看见我们。
Not see us.
叫神得着荣耀。
For God to get all the glory.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
我们的主，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你爱我们，爱我们到了极处。你拯救我们是拯救我们完全。我们感谢赞美你，你不但叫我们灵里面得着重生。叫我们的罪得着赦免，并且主啊，你今天在我们身上，借着你自己的生命和你圣灵的大能，要叫我们有变化的经历。主啊，你叫我们能被变化脱离我们的自己，能叫基督成形在我们身上。我们的主啊，我们感谢赞美你。我们知道日子要到，连我们这个卑贱的身体也要改变形状，要穿上你自己荣耀的身体。主啊，我们要与你永远同在，直到永永远远。我们的心是在匍匐敬拜。主啊，为着你这样莫大的恩典，我们应当说什么呢？我们只有感谢。我们求求你，叫我们每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个人在你的面前，都相信你，都把自己完全放在你的手里，都能向着你，让你来完成你荣耀的作为。奉主耶稣的名，阿门。